And welcome back. Now we have Biz Robbins and Joy Davis in the studio with us. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. All right, now, Biz Robbins, you are leading a free writing workshop entitled Writing Our Stories, The Light of Hope. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a second workshop following up one that the Writing Coalition sponsored. The Wellness Coalition, sorry.
That's okay.
The Wellness Coalition sponsored one a couple of months ago, and it is intended for people to look through conditions that have caused them depression and other things, and to find the hope and resilience that they've been able to achieve and share that story with others. Joy has more to add on that.
Yes, we're trying to just open awareness and discussion in our community of positive strategies to deal with stress, depression, and other mental illnesses in our lives, and just generally get people some experience in writing and talking and opening that communication.
Wow, fantastic. So it sounds like this is part of, I think, a growing trend of strategies of self-care. Would you characterize it as that?
Yeah, exactly. We're planning on intertwining meditative and mindfulness practices with active listening and peer support skills, and then combine that all with writing strategies and telling stories.
Wow, so that just sounds like the total package.
It is.
It sounds great. So this is the second workshop of its kind, correct? Mm-hmm. Tell me about the successfulness of the first one that prompted you to do another one.
We have been asked to do another one. The participants, all the responses I've heard from the participants have been positive and suggesting that it has been a helpful exercise for them. And so we are encouraging people who want to come back. And we're encouraging people who haven't attended before to come. And we have two starting times, actually. We are going to repeat some of the techniques that we did in the first workshop from 9 to 11. So we would invite new people to come then. And then we're going to add a little bit of a new section at 11. And then after lunch around 1, we're going to do the actual writing of their stories. And we're so fortunate, both Joy and I will help people respond to their writings, but we're also fortunate in that Claire Bennett has agreed. She's an English professor up at the college as well. And so we're looking forward to this, and we do hope people will take advantage of this opportunity.
Wow, that just sounds fantastic. So to kind of recap, if you are new to the writing workshop, show up a little earlier at 9. And then if you are a returning participant, show up at 11, and then everyone will work together through and after lunch. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Exactly. And I've had some people who took our workshop last time say, oh, I'm coming at 9 again. So anyone's welcome at 9.
Oh, that's so good.
Just be aware.
Yeah.
But they do have to register. We do want them to register, so we're ready for everybody.
Yeah, so you can call the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition and ask for Joy. That's 225-WELL, W-E-L-L.
Or I see there is a link online, which is surveymonkey.com/r/writing hope. Is that accessible through social media channels as well, like Facebook?
I'm not sure that that's on Facebook yet or not, but I can certainly get our poster on there and make sure that I think it is, but I'll make sure that it is.
Sure. And we will also at KRBD share that link with this update on our website so it's easily accessible.
Thank you.
Sure thing. We want as many people as possible to come on out to this. So a little bit on the background of this program. Take me back a little bit to when you decided to start it.
Well, the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition has a comprehensive behavioral health prevention and early intervention grant from the state of Alaska. And in our strategic plan, we found three intermediate variables to work on in the community, and one of them was stigma. And one of our strategies was to open discourse around depression and stress by increasing awareness in Ketchikan Gateway Borough through media outlets. So this is our attempt to do that and also showcase accomplishments of individuals. And this certainly primes everybody to think positively and develop some positive strategies in their lives.
Wonderful. That just sounds great. And Biz, I understand you are a former teacher, and you authored a book about your time as a teacher in remote logging camps. Are you drawing on that experience in leading this workshop at all?
Yes, I am. The book was begun when I was teaching an English class at the university. When I would assign my students to write, I also ended up writing, and I found it was a way to deal with the death of my husband. Mm-hmm. And so in that respect, I have had my share of depression and was able to look at what happened to me to come out with resilience and hope at the end. And I'm using some of the strategies I used in the college class to help these writers develop some skills. But their stories are all different, and their stories are all so strong. When they use their voice, they are just inspirational. And I'm just grateful to be able to work with them.
Wow. Well, that sounds like an absolutely fantastic opportunity. Thank you again for coming in, both of you. And once again, this was Biz Robbins and Joy Davis from the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and just to recap, that is Writing Our Stories, The Light of Hope, a free workshop on June 24th, starting at 9 a.m., going till 4, at the First Presbyterian Church in Ketchikan.